Hey, welcome to Sound Companions on UMFM. I'm your host, Joel Treneman. Happy Sunday on Sound Companions. Each episode, we explore one record from the 1960s through the 80s alongside a match from the 90s or 2000s based on a shared theme. I play songs from each album, talk about them, and add some related tracks for context. I'm here live in studio today for the first time since the annual UMFM Pledge-O-Rama Pledge Drive. I want to thank the listeners that donated not only to Sound Companions, but to any and all of the shows on UMFM. We raised over $41,000, and it's going to allow the station to do some things that we already do, but also some new great things for the upcoming year. Remember, you can donate year-round, or you can share your show ideas year-round. You can go to umfm.com to the Sound Companions webpage and send me an email. The theme of today's episode is post-punk New York, New York, and we are going to look at, you know, some tracks from the 60s all the way to today and kind of trace how the post-punk movement out of New York has influenced not only bands in that city, but music more broadly, kind of from the dissonant all the way to the melodic, and kind of every version of post-punk. The albums that we're going to look at are Marquee Moon by Television. That's from 1977. And then fast forward all the way to 2001 when The Strokes put out their debut album called Is This It? As we like to do on Sound Companions, we're going to start with the older and move to the newer on our albums. Here's Television with the second track from Marquee Moon. It's called Venus, and we'll follow that up with Friction.
The world. this but not let up. It's just a little bit back from the main road, where the silence spreads and a mended hole.
Back on Sound Companions. Today we're listening to Television and we're going to compare them to The Strokes, at least their debut albums. That is, Television formed in New York City back in 1973. The original and kind of key lineup was Tom Verlaine, Richard Lloyd, Billy Fika, and Fred Smith. They were kind of one of the early developers of a punk and alternative scene in the city, played a ton of shows at the famous or infamous venue CBGB in Manhattan, and inspired a lot of other artists. They took a lot of cues from Lou Reed and Velvet Underground, who we'll hear from in a bit. But they kind of went rogue on that, taking some influence from jazz, a little influence from other punk artists. And this Marquee Moon album came out in 1977 after they'd been playing shows and doing residencies with other artists in the city, including Patti Smith. So this Marquee Moon album was pretty big for them. It's got some standout tracks that we're going to play today, two more, and they released one other album called Adventure the following year before breaking up. And it's interesting how some of the kind of most creative bands have a quick sort of peak and then a quick flame out. Television did reunite in 1991, recorded a self-titled album, but broke up again a couple years later. They reunited again in the early 2000s and were fond of the occasional tour until Tom Verlaine passed away in 2023. So the era of peak punk rock kind of came and went, and you know, many different groups and scenes in New York City, and then in the late 90s and around the turn of the century, the Strokes came about. We're going to hear a couple tracks from the 2001 release, Is This It? We'll start off with Someday and Last Night.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sound Companions here on 101.5 UMFM. And that was The Strokes. Started off with Someday, and then the seventh track from the 2001 release is This It. This is one of those kind of semi-rare albums where, at least in my opinion, it's very backloaded, where the other tracks we're going to hear are all sort of deep into the album, like this one, deep cuts, potentially, so to speak. The first few songs on the album, they're fine, but it really starts to hit its stride around track seven there with Last Night. This came out in 2001 after the band formed in 1998. They put out an EP with the first single called Modern Age, which is also on this release. But interestingly, not necessarily one of the most prominent songs. They were a huge buzz band in New York and really took off when this album was released. There was a lot of attention on New York City. September 11th, 2001, with the World Trade Center disaster was on people's minds. People were looking for kind of ways to support New York City and art and culture coming out of it. One could say that maybe some of the buzz, you know, was coincidental with that. It also reminded people of bands like Television, who we're also hearing from today, and the Velvet Underground, who also influenced Television. You can see how this is all kind of coming down the line. Would you say this is garage rock? Is it punk? Is it post-punk? It's you can say yes, probably. There's obviously some key differences that make up the edges of the sound. Television is a little bit more dissonant, a little bit more jammy in their approach with their guitars. The vocals are delivered pretty differently. Julian Casablancas, the lead singer of The Strokes, often sings in a kind of talking style that might remind you of a lot of Lou Reed songs. And The Strokes sort of took a more pop-friendly, melodic approach. Definitely some pretty spectacular melodies coming out of this. And kind of angular guitars. There's a bit of a bluesy distortion. The White Stripes were also becoming really prominent at this time. So there's a lot of things influencing each other. I'll get you back to Television now. So Marquee Moon is the title track, and it's probably the heart of the album, the best showcase of Television's overall sound. We'll play that and the following track to it, called Elevation, which has kind of got some Pink Floyd vibes and influence to it as well. And then we'll blend that right back into the Strokes with three short tracks before we come back. Thanks for listening to Sound Companions. Here is more Television. We'll be right back.
hesitating. Yeah.
soft, I'm in your prime. See me, I like the summertime. But hey, we met in the bedroom. She said, time to go now. I'll leave and it ain't easy. Oh, I got to let go. Oh, I got to let go.
Back on Sound Companions. New York City Cops by the Strokes. And before that, Hard to Explain. We paired those two songs up with two from Television, title track Marky Moon, and then Elevation. So New York City Cops, they ain't too smart. That's the line. So in the 2001, when this was released, so we're coming up to the 25th anniversary of this album, which was released July 30th, 2001 in Australia. After the events of September 11th that year, they pulled this song, New York City Cops, from the album because it was seen as too controversial in the climate of the times. This sort of speaks to what was happening in the United States at the time. And those of you who were around then and were politically aware may have remembered the kind of closing down of dissent that was prominent in the American media, American government, and the sort of "you're with us or against us" overt attitude that came out, and things were so sensitive that it wasn't even felt that you could offhandedly say that New York City Cops may not be as intelligent as I guess one might have thought. Anyways, today on Sound Companions, we're looking at Television and the Strokes from 1977 all the way to 2001, and the sort of the consistent sounds that has been put through all the way from the Velvet Underground and acts of the 1960s all the way until today. The most recent example of the sound was a little album that, you know, won a top spot on many best of lists in 2025, the group called Geese. And we'll fit in a track from them today as well, because they're right in this lineage, I would say. We're going to take you back, though, and one of the contemporaries of Television in that scene at the time was Patti Smith. And this was her biggest song that she co-wrote with Bruce Springsteen. And then we'll take you back to the Velvet Underground and their first release with one of their classics.
Take me now, baby, here's I am. and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. We'll be right back.
trying to start a fight, and you're not scared of anger anymore, and I dance in an empty
back on Sound Companions. That was Geese with a track that you may not have heard before, even if you're a fan. That was from their 2001 release, and it was the first single called Disco. Before that, I'm Waiting for the Man, going back I believe 1967, The Velvet Underground and Nico. And The Velvet Underground really paved the way for television in the 1970s, who set the stage for the Talking Heads in the 80s. The Strokes came along in the late 90s, and then all the way up till the 2020s, that was Geese. Thanks for listening to Sound Companions today. We've strayed a few minutes over time here. Steven is not in today with Ripped Hat Blues Show. We'll look forward to hearing from him next time. We'll leave you today with a track from those aforementioned Talking Heads. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. This is a live version of Girlfriend is Better.
In need of a boost? IQ's Cafe and Billiards has you covered with your favorite Starbucks drink and food from some of Winnipeg's favorite spots, including, oh, donuts? We've got everything you need